Welcome, welcome. I'm Alma Meyer with NowHealing.com. The topic of this instant energy healing is ESP. We're going to activate and upgrade your enhanced sense perception. This is part of a five-part series on intuition and psychic ability, and you can listen to these audios in any order. And in this audio, we will transform one intention that you have, something you want to improve related to ESP, like maybe upgrading your ability to visualize, or you may want to increase your knowingness of what is true, or feel and sense energy through your hands, and so on and so on. So get in touch with one thing that you would like to shift right now related to this topic. And if you have several things, then listen to this audio again separately for each different issue. Just do one issue per listening, and you will get different shifts every time you listen. So choose the situation or issue that is presenting itself to you right now. Good. Now, let's have you reframe it as its ideal state. So rather than saying to yourself, I wish I had more this and that, or why can I not have such and so, instead frame it as, I have the ideal ESP right now, or whatever applies to your intention. So I'll let you do that for a moment. Good. Okay. Now let's get a quick measurement on that. How do you feel about that right at this moment? Zero is it's already done. It's on target at zero. There's no problem. It's already at its ideal center. And 10 is it's totally distant. It's impossible to achieve. So just go with the first number that pops into your awareness and remember it, and we will come back to that. So now we're going to do some energetic alignments in a moment, and you do not have to know how this works. Just set your questions aside for now and just follow along, because this happens beyond your conscious awareness, beyond my conscious awareness, and your mind does not have to keep track of it, just like your mind doesn't track your blood circulation or the circulation of ocean currents or the motion of galaxies, and yet they still happen. If you have questions after you're done with this audio, you can listen to another audio called Instant Energy Healing, A Quick Start Guide to Now Healing, which will give you some more instructions, but you can do that later. So here's all you need to know for now. When I say one of these words, either align, disentangle, or reintegrate, and those are the three basic Now Healing commands, align, disentangle, or reintegrate, simply go to your center. Just notice the vertical line going up the center of your body. And just do that for a split second. It's like pressing the enter button on your computer really quickly without hardly thinking about it. And by doing that, you are entering those Now Healing commands to your center, to your whole body, mind, spirit. And that activates and amplifies them. You can't do this wrong, and I will be doing it for you also. So just set aside any hesitation and just go for it. So often I'll say the word now after one of the commands, like align now. And that's a great time to go to your center on the word now. So let's do it. Align with allowing instant shifts now and go to your center. Align with going to your center, whether you know what you're doing or not. Align with doing it anyway now. Align with doing it effectively and easily now. Align with doing it without overthinking it now. align with your innate ability to shift energy instantly, now. Align with non-attachment to the outcome, now, so that you are nicely centered and open to the highest expression, now. Good. So that was just a little bit of preparation. We're going to go on and let's talk about ESP for just a moment. It's usually called extrasensory perception, but I disagree with that. These are not extra senses. They are not outside of anything. They are normal senses that all humans have. Just because there's no sensory organ associated with clairvoyance, at least no sensory organ that science has yet found, or, you know, clairaudience or whatever, plenty of our senses have no physical organ associated with them, like the sense of time passing or the sense of direction. So these so-called extra senses, I like to call them enhanced senses, because they are over and above the five senses that you learned about in kindergarten, you know, seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, and tasting. These enhanced senses are a way to sense the energy and information fields of things rather than seeing the visible spectrum of light. They are a way to see the invisible spectrum of light and frequency, and lots more too. So let's disentangle from any associations that we might have collectively, globally, culturally with ESP, extrasensory perception, enhanced sense perception. Disentangle from that now. And let's just come to center and to wholeness and to open allowing around our enhanced senses. Align with that now. Align with being at center, being at zero, so that you can observe the truth in a nice, calibrated way and you're not off center when you're doing that. Let's align with that now. Let's also disentangle from negative associations with ESP that are your own. Disentangle now. And that includes lots of things. Lots of things are shifting. Doubting your ability to do it, disentangle from that now. Being proud of your ability to do it, let's disentangle from that now. And regardless of where on the spectrum you are, let's come to center around your ability. Align with that now. Let's disentangle from your family's negative associations with ESP. Your tribes, your nationalities, your religion's associations, your ancestral associations with it, and the collective conscious. Let's disentangle from all of that now and reintegrate now, so that you are aligned with wholeness, at center, at zero, at balance, around ESP. Good. And let's look at your actual intention and tune into, why do you want this? What's in it for you if you have this? Because if your intention of wanting more ESP in some form or another is because you feel like you should have it, let's disentangle from that now. If you think, well, other people have it, so I need to catch up so I can be as good as them, disentangle from all that now. That's a self-judgment, and it's not aligned with the highest expression of this situation. So let it go, disentangle now, and come to center, aligning with wholeness around your specific intention now. What is its highest expression, the highest expression of your intention? Tune into it now, even if you can't find the words to describe it. Find it as an energy field, as a morphic field. Find it as highest expression, the vibration of highest expression of your intention, and align with it now. Doesn't matter if you know what it is on a conscious level, let's disentangle from that now. And let's align with feeling ease and confidence around your healing intention, your ESP intention now. Align with feeling like it's normal, like it is your normal, powerful, amazing self. Align with that now, regardless of the outcome. So let's align with wholeness, whether we get what we want specifically or not, align with wholeness now, because that allows for something even better. That allows for right timing. And let's collapse time down from all dimensions into the zero point, into the present. Align with that now. So we're aligning with wholeness in the presence or absence of ESP. It doesn't matter. We are whole. And when we are whole, we have all the sense perception that we need or want. So aligning with wholeness now. Good. And again, go back to that sense of the highest expression of your intention. And just sit with that for a moment. Tune into it. Find it as energy rather than as meaning or definition or a checklist of, if I have this, then I'm okay. Let go of all that. And just feel what it feels like to be at that highest expression and align with that now. Good. Now I'd like to take your normal five senses, sight, hearing, smell, touch, taste, disentangle them from each other, and align them with wholeness, reintegrate them now. So let's take those five senses and your so-called extra senses, higher seeing, higher hearing, knowing, feeling, all of that, sensing in any way, and we're going to disentangle them from each other and reintegrate them again now. And let's take your normal senses and your enhanced senses, disentangle them from each other and reintegrate them now. So obviously a lot of stuff is shifting that your mind is not going to track, and that's okay. It doesn't need to. That will slow you down if you try to track it. And let's take sensing with your body, like your gut feelings, or just any physical sensations on your skin, or maybe the sensation in your heart, or your throat, or tingling in your, hair or scalp. Take all of that, disentangle it from all the other sensations, and reintegrate now. Good. And let's take sensing and knowing with your mind. Disentangle all of that and reintegrate it now. And your emotions, your empathic abilities. We might want to disentangle from empathy, or at least over-empathy, resonating with other people's emotions. Because if you are an empath, that might actually be distorting your energy field and your information field. So disentangle from over-empathy now so that it's clear to you what is yours and what is other people's coming from outside. And so your emotions and your sensations can be centered around other people's emotions and sensations and so on. Aligning with all that now. Good. And now, let's take your intention and notice right now where you're at with it. You got a number at the beginning. Let's get another number. So tune into your intention, the way it feels right now, not how it felt before. Zero is already whole, already on target. And what's your number? If it's not yet at a zero, then we're going to create a knob or a fader, like a volume fader in your mind. And we're going to bring that down and align it with zero. Come from your center and align your number with zero now. And that zero represents center and wholeness. Now let's take that scale of 0 to 10 and flip it around, invert it, because you can do that whenever you want. And let's take your intention and turn it up to a 10, to its most powerful expression and highest expression. Turn it up to a 10 now. And let's turn it up to an 11 and onward towards infinity and expanding out in all directions, off the scale, off the charts, to wholeness, aligning with that now. Good. And let's align with allowing these instant energy shifts to integrate and manifest now and from now on. Beautiful. A lot has shifted. Notice what changes over the next few minutes, hours, days. And if you want to do this again, you can listen to the audio again and you'll get deeper shifts every time you listen. Or if you want to run it for a different intention, go ahead and do that too. And if you have any questions about how to do now healing, you can listen to the audio titled Instant Energy Healing, A Quick Start Guide to Now Healing, or visit nowhealing.com and check out our frequently asked questions. So enjoy your newly upgraded and enhanced senses, and remember to focus on what has already shifted towards wholeness so that you can amplify that morphic field even more.